Samples from the planets. In the Vedic hymns, the Maruts are employed to, quote, be far from us and far the stone which you hurl. When comets pass close to the Earth, stones occasionally fall. The classic case is that of the meteorite that fell at Aegis Potami when a comet shone in the sky. The Hindu book of Varahasanyita sees in the meteorites portents of devastation by fire and earthquake. Two Greek cities, Bura and Halys, were destroyed by earthquake and tidal waves and swallowed by the earth and sea in the year 373 BC when a comet shone in the sky. Since the planets were gods, stones hurled by them or by the comets created in their encounters were feared as divine missiles. And when they fell and were found, they were worshipped. According to Muhammad, stones that fell on the sinful tribes were inscribed with the names of those whom they were destined to kill. The stones of the Kronos at Delphi, the image of Diana at Ephesus, which according to Acts chapter 19 verse 35, was the image which fell down from Jupiter, the stones of Amon and Seth at Thebes were meteorites. Also, the image of Venus on Cyprus was a stone which fell from the sky. The Palladium of Troy was a stone that fell on the earth from Pallas Athene, the planet Venus. The sacred stone of Tyre, too, was a meteorite related to Astarte, the planet Venus. Quote, traveling about the world, she, Astarte, found a star falling from air or sky, which she, taking up, consecrated on the holy island, Tyre. At Ephaka in Syria, a meteorite fell which was thought to be Astarte herself, and a temple to Astarte was built there. Festivals, quote, were regularly timed to coincide with the appearance of Venus or the morning or evening star. The stone on which the Temple of Solomon was built, Eben Shetaya, or Firestone, is a bolide that fell in the beginning of the 10th century, in the time of David, when a comet, which bore the appearance of a man with a sword, was seen in the sky. The sacred shield of Numa at Rome, the ancile of Roman Mars, was a bolide. It fell from the sky in the beginning of the 7th century, and its origin was connected with Mars. In the years when the planet Mars had long been pacified, its position was still watched when meteorites fell. Thus the Chinese wrote in 211 BC. The planet Mars, being in the neighborhood of Antares, a star fell at Tung Kyun, and arriving to the ground, it changed to a stone. The people of the place cut a prophecy of evil for the emperor on the stone, and the emperor had it destroyed. Carving messages to people or kings on fallen stones was known before and has been practiced since. One of the stones that fell from the sky is still worshipped today. It is the black stone of Kaaba in Mecca. Now its surface is black from being touched and kissed innumerable times, but under its cover of dirt it retains its original reddish color. It is the holiest thing in Mecca, built into the wall of Kaaba, and pilgrims travel thousands of miles to kiss it. Kaaba is older than Mohammedanism. Muhammad, in the early part of his career, worshipped Venus, Al-Uzza, and other planetary gods, which even today enjoy great veneration among the Muslims as the daughter of God. The black stone of Kaaba, according to Muslim tradition, fell from the planet Venus, but another legend says that it was brought down by the Archangel Gabriel. Granted that this legend may concern some information about the origin of the stone, we ought to ask ourselves, who is the Archangel Gabriel? The Archangels. In the scriptures, the destruction of the army of Sennacherib is said to have been caused by a blast, and a few verses later, it is said to have been the act of an angel of God. The Talmudic and Midrashic sources, which relate that the army of Sennacherib was destroyed by a blast and scourge accompanied by a terrible din on the night following the day when the shadow of the sun returned 10 degrees, are more specific. The scourge was inflicted by the Archangel Gabriel, quote, in the guise of a column of fire. In the present research, it has been established that it was the work of Mars. Are archangels planets? Quote, an old tradition, dating back to Gaonic times, had it that there are seven archangels, each of whom is associated with a planet. The seven archangels were believed to play an important part in the universal order through their association with the planets and the constellations. There is some variation in the different versions in the angels assigned to the planets. In some medieval writings, Gabriel is associated with the moon, but in one or two, with Mars. The following, however, makes the identification of Gabriel possible. Gabriel is connected with the foundation of Rome. The Jewish legend says that when Solomon took the daughter of Pharaoh to wife, quote, the archangel Gabriel descended from heaven and inserted a reed in the sea. About this reed, more and more earth was gradually deposited, and on the day on which Jeroboam erected the golden calves, a little hut was built on the island. This was the first dwelling place of Rome. Here Gabriel is cast in the role the Romans ascribed to Mars, that of the founder of Rome. Our assumption that it was the planet Mars which caused the destruction of the army of Sennacherib in the spring of 687 BC is implied also by rabbinical sources. Since the archangel Gabriel is another name for the planet Mars, the ancient Jews knew the origin of the blast and the identity of the angel of the Lord who destroyed the Assyrian army. Gabriel is the angel appointed over fire. He is also, according to Origen, the angel of war. Thus we recognize in him Mars Nergal. The rabbinical tradition says that the Assyrians of the host of Sennacherib, before they died, were permitted by Gabriel to hear the song of the celestials, which can be interpreted as the sound caused by a close approach of the planet. The words of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 3, quote, at the noise of the tumult, Haman, the people fled, end quote, should, according to the Jewish tradition as related by Jerome, refer to Gabriel, Haman being another of his names. The planet Mars is red, and Ma'adim, the red, or the one who reddens, is the name for Mars in the Hebrew astronomical texts. One text says, the Holy One created Mars, Ma'adim, that he should throw them, the nations, down into hell. A few rabbinical sources attribute the destruction of Sennacherib's army to the action of the archangel Michael. Some ascribe it to both archangels. Who then is the archangel Michael? The entire story of Exodus is connected with the archangel Michael. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 19, the pillar of fire and of cloud is called Angel of God. According to the Midrash, it was the archangel Michael who made himself a wall of fire between the Israelites and the Egyptians. Michael is said to be made of fire. The Haggadah states, Michael was appointed high priest of the celestial sanctuary at the same time that Aaron was made high priest of Israel. That is, in the time, Michael was also the angel who appeared to Joshua, son of Nun. The celestial struggle at the Sea of Passage is depicted in the familiar image of the archangel Michael slaying the dragon. Michael produces fire by touching the earth, and it was the emanation of this archangel that was seen in the burning bush. He had his abode in heaven, and is the forerunner of Shekinah, or God's presence, but as Lucifer, Michael falls from heaven, and his hands are bound by God. All these attributes and acts of the archangel Michael led us to recognize which planet he represents. It is Venus. The archangel Michael, or the planet Venus, and the archangel Gabriel, or the planet Mars, saved the people of Israel on two dramatic occasions. At the Sea of Passage, when the hosts of Egypt, pursuing the fleeing slaves, could be seen in the distance, quote, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. The sea was torn apart, and the slaves walked on the bottom of the sea and reached the other shore. Their enemies were thrown high by the released tides, which fell down when a spark passed between Venus and the earth. 800 years passed after the Exodus. The Assyrian hosts, which a generation earlier had removed the 10 tribes of Israel to an exile from whence they never returned, invaded Judea with the express purpose of crushing rebellious Judah and removing him from his homeland and from the scene of history. A blast from the planet Mars fell upon the camp of the Assyrians and annihilated it. Those rabbinical sources which ascribed this act to both archangels were not wrong. Venus pushed Mars toward the earth and thus both were instrumental in the destruction. The author of the apocryphal book of the Assumption of Moses knew that, quote, Venus and Mars are each as large as the whole earth. Because of their intervention at moments when the national existence of Israel was at stake, Michael and Gabriel were looked upon as guardian angels of the eternal people. Gabriel is the Hebrew Heracles. Actually, the classic authors made it clear that Hercules is another name for the planet Mars. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 26, Gabriel is the angel of Annunciation to the Virgin. In the Roman Catholic Church, Michael is the conqueror of Satan, quote, head of the host of heaven and first of the saints after Mary. Planet worship in Judea in the 7th century. In the Northern Kingdom, the process of dissociating the deity from the celestial object had not yet been completed when the kingdom was destroyed, 723 or 722 BC, and its population was led away into captivity, from which they did not return. Quote, and they, the tribes of the Northern Kingdom, left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 16. Only a few years after the deliverance of Judea from the hands of Sennacherib, Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, quote, built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 21, verse 5. For he, Manasseh, built again high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars for Baalim, and he made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 3. It was in the time of Josiah, grandson of Manasseh, and shortly before the exile of Judah to Babylon, that a pure monotheism emerged as an outcome of the progress the Jewish people had made during its long struggle for national existence, on the one hand, and for purification of its concept of God, on the other. And the king, Josiah, commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them into Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the host of heaven. 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. The scriptures do not hide the fact that in Judea, as well as in Israel, the planetary cult was the official cult with the priests and with the kings, with many prophets and with the people. Thus Jeremiah, contemporary of King Josiah, says, at that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves, and they shall spread them before the sun, and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Again, he says, and the house of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah, shall be defiled as the place of Tophet, because of all the houses upon whose roofs they have burned incense unto all the host of heaven. Jeremiah chapter 19, verse 13. In the days of Jeremiah and King Josiah, a scroll was found in the chamber of the temple, 2 Kings 22. It is generally thought that it was the book of Deuteronomy, the last book of the Pentateuch. The text of the scroll made a strong impression on the king. Quote, unless thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven, and when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them, which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, which is a passage of the Decalogue, verbatim. If there be found among you man or woman that hath wrought wickedness, and hath gone and served other gods, and worshipped them, either the sun, or moon, or any of the host of heaven, which I have not commanded, then shalt thou bring forth that man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones till they die. Thus we see the centuries-long struggle for the Jewish God, creator, and not unanimated planet, itself a creation, being carried on in the closing decades before the exile to Babylon, with the help of the book whose authorship was ascribed to Moses. When the people of Jerusalem were exiled to Babylon, and groups of refugees succeeded in escaping to Egypt, taking with them Jeremiah, they said to him, "But we will certainly burn our incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine." Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 17 and 18. It is apparent from this passage that the population of Jerusalem that sought refuge in Egypt thought the national catastrophe fell upon their people not because they had left the Lord God, but because in the days of Josiah and his sons they ceased to worship the planetary gods of Manasseh, and especially the Queen of Heaven, the planet Venus. Of this remnant of the people that went to Egypt in the beginning of the 6th century, a military colony was established in Eb, Elephantine, in southern Egypt. Documents, papyri, of this colony were unearthed in the beginning of this century. The Jewish colony in Elephantine faithfully worshipped Yahweh, the Lord of the Sky, as the theophoric names of many members of the colony testify. Scholars were puzzled, however, to find on one of the papyri the name Anat Yahu. They were uncertain whether it belonged to a goddess or a place or a person. Quote, "Anat is the familiar name of the Canaanite goddess identified with Athene in a Cyprian inscription." The historical facts revealed in the present research make the understanding of such cult easier. The dark tradition that it was the planet Venus that played such an important role in the days when the forebears of these refugees in Egypt left that land and passed through cataclysms of fire and water, sea and desert, was responsible for this syncretism of names. The Jewish people did not obtain all of its supremacy in that one day at the mountain of lawgiving. This people did not receive the message of monotheism as a gift. It struggled for it, and step by step, from the smoke rising from the overturned valley of Sodom and Gomorrah, from the furnace of affliction of Egypt, from the deliverance at the Red Sea amid the sky-high tides, from the wandering in the cloud-enshrouded desert burning with naphtha, from the internal struggle, from the search for God and for justice between man and man, from the desperate and heroic struggle for national existence on its narrow strip of land against the overwhelming empires of Assyria and Egypt, it became a nation chosen to bring a message of the brotherhood of man to all the peoples of the world.